Lance Metal-Paul-Dottino here with you on Giants.com. It is our Giants mailbag where we put the one and only Paul Dottino to the test. So this question comes from Jack in the Bronx, Paul, and he asks, who is the best blitzing defensive back on the team?
Well, I don't know that we know that yet because Landon Collins could be, Cooper Taylor could be, Nat Burhage could be. You see, Steve Spagnuolo, the Giants' new defensive coordinator, loves to use that safety blitz. So there's a chance that one of those guys could be. There's also an opportunity for the corners because he likes to send guys off the corner and out of the slot. I don't think we know the answer to that one yet, so I'm going to reserve judgment. But I will tell you this, when Spags finds out that guy, he'll be using him.
Who would have thought somebody could actually stump Dottino? Let's move on. Mary is in Michigan, and Mary asks, what is the toughest stretch on the Giants' schedule this season?
Well, I think it's got to be the first half of the season because that's where the bulk of your division games are. You know, I've always said that when you get into November and December, when you cluster your divisional games, it becomes a real gauntlet because you're already physically and emotionally kind of battered. And then when you try to get into the home stretch and catch your second win, you can't do it because your division games are sucking the life out of you. I think the Giants are very fortunate this year to be able to have more of their division games in the first half of the schedule, but it also means they better get off to a good start.
Obviously, the weight of importance early in the season is extremely big, given the fact that they want to take care of business in the division. That is the Giants mailbag. For Paul Dottino, I'm Lance Meadow here on Giants.com.